Hi, this is Clinton Stark. I'm joined today with special guest Mark Lormer. Mark and his wife Brenda Lormer are the co-founders of the new Napa Valley Film Festival. Hey Mark, thanks for taking some time out with us.
Well, you're welcome, Clinton. Happy to do it.
Yeah, I think we spoke a year or two ago in Napa Valley. Actually, I think we were at Stag's Leap and our website was called something different then, and I'm not going to even announce the name, but welcome to the Stark Insider. It's great that you've come back to talk with us. Tell us about the festival. What's the latest news?
Well, you know, it's very exciting. It's several years in the works to create a world-class film festival for Napa Valley, and we are having a launch celebration where we're officially announcing the new festival on November 12th to the 14th this year. Just a little taste of what's to come with some film screenings and some VIP dinners and food and wine receptions, etc. And then the first full film festival, the first annual Napa Valley Film Festival, will be in 2011, November 9th to the 13th. So pretty exciting.
So tell us, what does it take? Because I know you've been working on this for a while, and it takes a large team effort to pull together a festival like this. So what are some of the things that you've been working on to pull together the festival?
Well, most of all, first of all, we've got a lot of experience behind us. We ran the Sonoma Valley Film Festival for 7 years. We then kind of hopped over the hill into Napa with our film Bottle Shock, which was a great way to get connected in Napa. And of course, we chatted a lot about Bottle Shock the last time we talked.
That's right.
And it got us into conversation with a lot of Napa Valley civic leaders, heads of chambers of commerce, county boards of supervisors, the Napa Valley Vintners Organization, the Tourist Bureau, et cetera. And what we heard from all these people was, hey, you know, that's really great that Sonoma had a nice little film festival, but what about Napa? You know, so we have spent the last year working at the ground level in the community to partner up with all the right organizations and to zero in on picking the time of year for the festival and the design of the festival in such a way that it is both creating a new signature cultural event that's going to be, you know, a really exciting addition for locals, you know, to their cultural calendar, and also be a huge draw for visitors to come in. And of course, you know, people come year round for food and wine, but this gives you something extra. You know, this is a big ass film festival. It's going to be awesome. You know, with 75 new films and 200 plus filmmakers and, you know, probably over 250 different screenings and panels and food and wine events, stretching from a Wednesday through a Sunday. We call that an extended weekend. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I guess nothing in this world sells itself, but it sounds to me like the new Napa Valley Film Festival will be pretty close. I mean, film, food, wine, wonderful destination. You know, that's got to be a pretty good start for you guys.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And, you know, to your question about, you know, what to take to get off the ground, you know, we've really been making sure that the community's completely bought in, you know, and that's really the starting point.
Yeah.
And once you know that the community really wants this to happen, you know, all kinds of people come out of the woodwork to help us, you know, lots of volunteers. You know, we got at least 100 different business partnerships already between wineries and hotels and restaurants and, you know, equipment rental companies and catering companies and, all, you know, just everything you can think of, media partnerships. Because really at the core of it is a tiny team that as we get closer to a film festival and the actual first film festival, you know, we will grow to where, gosh, by November next year, you know, it'll be about 500 or 600, you know, people, almost all of them volunteers helping to actually put on the festival. But what we do is we've got the overall master plan and the vision and the strategy. And starting in January, we will actually officially put it out there to the film industry that we're open for film submissions. And, you know, at the film festival, you sort of live and die on the quality of the films you select. So that we'll get that whole process rolling, which will be really cool. At Sundance, this January coming up, we're going to be doing a big coming out party for the film industry, you know, which follows on this, this local, you know, 4 weeks from now, this sort of local announcement. But the Sundance thing is going to be killer. We're going to have a great big party up at Sundance. It's going to be awesome.
Now, speaking about programming for a second there, Mark, on your mix of films, are you looking for the smaller local kind of filmmakers, international, bigger name ones, like even with Hollywood stars like Nicole Kidman? What kind of programming mix are you looking to present?
Well, you know, that's a great question. And actually, just even the five films that we're going to be showing at our little launch celebration in four weeks from now, the November 12th to the 14th, little, like, you know, mini festival, are a good indication of what we're up to. It's funny you mentioned Nicole Kidman, because we are going to be showing Rabbit Hole, as an example, starring Nicole and Aaron Eckhart, courtesy of Lionsgate. That's actually going to be technically our opening night film, Friday, November 12th, up at the adorable little Cameo Cinema in St. Helena. And so that's obviously a very prestigious independent feature.
Yeah.
With a couple of, you know, very big stars in it, a very known cast, and a very known and established director, in John Cameron Mitchell. And then Saturday, we're going to have a triple feature at the historic Napa Valley Opera House in Napa with, you know, an absolute, almost, you know, almost no budget classic indie feature set in Austin, Texas, where else, called The Happy Poet, that initially premiered at South by Southwest last March.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Have you seen that?
No.
Have you had a chance to see that film?
No, I haven't. Sounds interesting.
Oh, my God. It's just charming. And you know, one guy, this wonderful guy, Paul Gordon, you know, wrote, directed, starred, edited, produced, you know, and he's coming, and he'll be here, and it'll just gonna be great. But we also have another relatively low-budget indie with, you know, no big known cast members called Lifted. That's going to be a really cool film for people to see, featuring a 13-year-old kid who, in a part that was actually written for Justin Bieber, who lots of people know who, you know, Justin Bieber is, especially if you have, you know, young girls in your family.
Sure.
Everyone knows who he is. But anyway, he dropped out. He couldn't do the project, and the cast is total unknown, who is a singing sensation. But it's this amazing story that this kid's in. And then Saturday night, we have another big prestigious film with Blue Valentine with Ryan Gosling and Michelle Williams, courtesy of the Weinstein Company. And then we finish it off on Sunday with something completely different, where we have a documentary, but a very unusual documentary, put together and directed by a huge Hollywood comedy director called Tom Shadyac, who did several of the Jim Carrey and Eddie Murphy movies, and came up, did this story, this new story, where he had a mountain biking accident and you know, some kind of injuries and concussion, or whatever, and thought he was going to die, and then miraculously he didn't die, but, you know, had a real sort of almost born again type of experience, and put together a film that sort of documented all the soul searching and, you know, deep questioning about the meaning of everything that he went through during this period when he thought he was a goner, and he's coming, and he's just fascinating. We've seen some online footage of him in conversation. It's just going to be so interesting. So really the only thing that we're not going to be showcasing, just with those five feature films that will be in the full festival, is we're not showing any shorts. It's just in the little launch. And of course we'll have tons of shorts of all kinds in the festival. And we're also not showing, none of the ones that I've mentioned are foreign films, and we of course will have a World Cinema program. So the full film festival will have the full spectrum, which is exactly what we used to do in the 7 years we ran the Sonoma Festival.
Sounds pretty diverse, and you know, it's one of the wonderful things about film festivals, right? I mean, is that you can go see some of the bigger name stars in an indie film, but then you can see someone with next to no budget, you know, bring their story to life, and you know, bootstrap the whole thing on their own. So I, you know, that's one of the things
I
love.
Oh my God, and do such a brilliant job with it.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it really showcases, you know, the storytelling.
Well, yeah, and I'm pretty convinced sometimes when you have less money, that you can be more creative and you get a better result. You know,
so you certainly have to be more creative, for sure.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and you know, and a real hallmark to what we're going to be doing here is, you know, most film festivals, of course, invite the filmmakers to come, and you know, it's really about the conversation, and we take that very seriously. And in Napa Valley, where, you know, most people just think of the incredible wine and the amazing food, you know, all the beautiful venues, we are going to take that and really utilize that stuff as kind of the backdrop to the experience, where now, enjoying all that food and wine, people have something really interesting to talk about, you know, with old friends, with new friends, you know, with the filmmakers they're meeting and hearing from, you know, getting those stories behind the stories. It's all about that conversation, and that conversation goes down really nicely with some Napa Valley wine.
Yeah,
why not?
That never hurts. So, Mark,
never hurts. No, it's gonna be a lot of fun.
You are, you know, you're connected into. It's interesting because you're connected into the wine industry and Napa Valley, and then of course because you produced Bottle Shock, and I think your wife was involved in that too, right? Brenda was involved in Bottle Shock.
Oh, very much.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's right.
We do everything together.
So, yeah, I can relate to that.
Absolutely.
So you're connected into film, you're connected into the wine. Do you have observations on like, what's your take on what's happening in Hollywood or film industry in general? You know, we've seen trends like 3D come. What are you seeing out there, and what are some of the trends you can comment on?
Well, you know, I don't know that, you know, I'm not really an expert to talk too much about what's going on in Hollywood, and with those sorts of things. We, you know, looking at it from the perspective of enjoying film and exhibiting film and producing film now, and we're hoping to do more. We actually have several new film projects in development. But looking at it from way outside the, you know, the studio system and way outside of Hollywood, you know, sitting up here in Napa Valley, what the one thing that I do see, and I think I see other influential people talking about this, is the ongoing importance of festivals. In other words, the opportunities, no matter how people are consuming film, and no matter what's changing with technology to deliver film to consumers in new and interesting ways, festivals remain the one opportunity where people physically get together, you know, where artists and audience get together and, you know, break bread, you know, so to speak, you know, over a, you know, 3, 4, or 5 day period of time. And that's the kind of stuff that really creates, you know, creates new friendships, builds community, breaks down barriers between people, which is so important, you know, all that good stuff. It, you know, it's very old world. It's very old school. But it's kind of part of being a human being.
Right, that the face-to-face, real-time connection with the community and also the film people as well.
Exactly.
Okay, Mark, so it's time for the Stark 3. I didn't tell you about this. I'm going to ask you three things, and we're going to learn a little bit more about you. So the first thing is, what is your favorite beer or wine? And we're looking for specifics as well.
Favorite beer or wine? Well, you know what? I'm going to go with a wine choice since we're talking about the Napa Valley Film Festival.
I figured.
Yeah, and I'm going to reach back into an important moment, and I'm going to mention a Ridge Zinfandel. And do you need me to be even more specific? On a specific, because they make a gazillion different Zinfandels.
Yeah. And why? What's in reference to? You mentioned something. Some kind of
well, story. You know, it's fine. I'll just leave it at that. A Ridge Zinfandel. Ridge is one of the masters of Zinfandel. But we, you know, our film production company is called Zin Hayes Productions, and it takes us all the way back to a memorable early date that Brenda and I had in Silicon Valley. We went up to Ridge Vineyards, way high up above, you know, Cupertino in the hills there.
Right.
And we enjoyed a bottle of Ridge Zin, and we sat out at a picnic table looking out over, you know, the haze, the floating above Silicon Valley, and, you know, made sort of a Jimi Hendrix reference that we were floating on a Zinfandel haze. So we are Zin Hayes Productions, and so I got to go with Ridge's Infidel is my favorite wine.
I like it too. It's a great choice. I mean, there's snakes up there too. I remember rattlesnakes and all that happening too.
Oh, so. My gosh. Yeah. Fortunately, we didn't run into any one of those.
Okay, good. So what is your favorite food?
Favorite food. Wow. Well, we did a trip back in 95, 96 where we dropped out for a year and we traveled around the world and we ate a lot of different kinds of food. And it was an interesting exercise because we had kept asking ourselves, you know, all this food is fantastic. It's all very different. But if we were forced to only eat like one kind of food all the time, it's like that desert island question,
right?
You know, and most people answer pizza, you know, they only eat one thing. But right. It's like, what kind of food would we eat? Would we be happy eating every night? In other words, you know, we'd never really get sick of it. It would always feel kind of healthy and good. And I got to go with Greek food. There is nothing like a great Greek salad.
Oh,
and by the way, goes perfectly with, you know, sure you can have some great Greek wine, but not bad with a Ridge Zinfandel either.
How convenient.
A cool, crispy Greek salad with some amazing feta cheese in there with a nice Ridge Zinfandel and a warm, you know, afternoon like we're having right now. That'd be awesome.
All right, God, I'm getting hungry right now just thinking about this.
I hear you. Me too.
All right, the last of the Stark Threes is your favorite gadget.
My favorite gadget. Wow. Yeah. What would be my favorite gadget? You know, okay, so my favorite gadget is a corkscrew. It's gotta be a corkscrew, right?
Well, yeah, if you're on that desert island with that zin and the Greek salad.
Yeah, you gotta set that thing open. Jeez.
Perfect. Hey, thanks. Thanks for playing along. So, all right. So let's just recap the key dates for the launch party, and then also where can people get more information.
All right. Cool. Well, so the launch celebration is November 12th to the 14th, and then Full Film Festival November 2011, and everyone can kind of follow up on that. But the best way to get all the info is to hit our website, which is at Napa Valley Film Fest. .org, and everything is up on the site, all the details about the launch celebration. There is a nice little place right on the home page to put your email address in to sign up for our e-newsletter. Actually, the first big blast with all the final details just went out yesterday, and we'll be actually weekly sending updates to people each of the next 4 weeks as we get to the launch celebration. So folks can get on the mailing list. And of course, we encourage people to hit our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and all that stuff.
Yeah, I noticed you guys are pretty active on Facebook. I found it actually pretty interesting to follow along. You got some interesting film information and so forth. So
yeah, we're trying.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of fun. Okay. So, and I think you're also looking for volunteers, right? If someone's interested in volunteering for the festival, can they do that through your site as well?
They absolutely can. Okay, yep, there's great info right there on how to volunteer, how to become a sponsor, how to submit your film, you know, all, how to buy passes. In fact, the last point I'll leave you with on that is we actually have just made passes for the first film festival available, so folks can not only go on and buy tickets to come see the screenings and come up. There's a nice, really fun party Saturday night, November 13th. For this year at the launch celebrations, they're just sort of individual tickets. People can get and grab them. But we are also putting on sale the passes for the first film festival, and we're offering a big, like, you know, early purchase discount for all purchases prior to the end of the year, prior to December 31st. So just to get people to lock out the dates next year and lock themselves in to come up and have a great time.
Sounds great. You know, like I need one more reason finally to go up to Napa Valley, right? So we're looking forward
exactly.
to it. Well, that's great, Mark. Thanks for spending the time. It's the new Napa Valley Film Festival. We're speaking with co-founder Mark Lormer, and details on the website. This is Clinton Stark, Stark Insider. Thanks for joining us at the morning.